The contract that allows SNAP customers to use those benefits at farmers markets is up on July 31st, right in the growing season for farmers. According to Brian Emerson, the Community Food Systems Manager for Utahns Against Hunger, SNAP redemptions at farmers markets have increased 35% since 2012 nationally and 140% in Utah.
Low-income, food insecure residents gain access to fresh, healthy food. Farmers gain new customers, and they make more money. More of the food dollars circulate in the local economy.
To use SNAP benefits at farmers markets, people go to the information tent and swipe their electronic benefit transfer card, or EBT. In exchange, the people get tokens to spend, which are accepted by most vendors. At the end of the day, the vendors redeem the tokens for real currency. The hardware and software used in the transactions is not made by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Instead, they give a contract to an organization who decides what tech companies can provide the software. One of the largest companies, called Nova Dia, supplies over 1,700 farmers markets with an app called Mobile Market Plus. The new contract was awarded to an organization called Financial Transaction Management, who uses different EBT service providers, leaving farmers markets across the nation scrambling to gather money to apply for grants for a new service provider.
In Utah, that's about 7 markets rely on that. But it markets from Salt Lake City, the biggest market in the state, really, to markets in Summit County and even down in Moab will be impacted. Utah doesn't have as many farmers markets as some of the states, but we've had substantial growth. And at least we estimate that there are about 25 to 30 farmers markets in the state that now accept SNAP. So 7 of those will be impacted.
The large farmers markets in Utah are working to purchase the new hardware and software. But the smaller markets, who often rely on volunteers, don't have $1,000 lying around. Emerson says Utahns Against Hunger, the Utah Health Department, and Urban Food Connections are working with smaller markets to raise funds to purchase the equipment before the end of the month. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.